A multifaceted approach to curb illegal immigration. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. On December 19, 2024, Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a press conference at Wall Ranch in Eagle Pass to announce a bold and controversial campaign designed to deter illegal immigration into Texas. Against the backdrop of what he referred to as a rape tree, a grim symbol of the violence faced by migrants, Abbott unveiled a state-sponsored billboard campaign aimed at dissuading Central American and Mexican migrants from undertaking perilous journeys. "We gather here to expose the truth," Abbott stated, flanked by Texas officials and local landowners Martin and Kimberly Wall. "The truth about the traffickers who assault so many women and children along the way." The campaign represents a multi-layered strategy for combating illegal immigration. It combines graphic public awareness messages, humanitarian advocacy, and strict enforcement. Governor Abbott revealed that dozens of billboards have been placed across Mexico and Central America to warn migrants of the dangers they might face en route to Texas. Messages include chilling statements like Governor Greg Abbott stated, "These billboards, some of which you can see behind me, reveal the ugly realities of human trafficking." One message warns, "Many girls who try to migrate to Texas are kidnapped." Another starkly states, "Your wife and daughter will pay for their trip with their bodies." One challenges families considering sending their children, "How much did you pay to have your daughter raped?" "This is a tough but necessary message. Our goal is clear: no more rape trees in Texas." For those already near the border, additional billboards in Mexico deliver explicit warnings, especially along the northern border from Matamoros to Juarez. Messages include, "Stop. If you cross the border illegally into Texas, you will be jailed," and "Don't come to Texas illegally. You will be arrested." The Trump administration will prioritize deportation for arrested individuals, ensuring these consequences are well understood. To reach as many people as possible, these warnings are presented in multiple languages, including Spanish, Russian, Chinese, and Arabic. Abbott emphasized the consequences for those who enter Texas unlawfully. "For migrants already close to crossing the border, we have signs warning them that they will face arrest and deportation." Kimberly Wall, whose property has been a focal point for human trafficking horrors, shared disturbing accounts of the violence her family has witnessed. "We've had several rape trees and found numerous women beaten and left to die near our home," Wall recounted. "One little girl was raped by 12 men and left to die. This is the reality we live with." The Walls burned the rape trees to eliminate the traumatic reminders but remain vigilant, often armed, to ensure their own safety. "It's terrifying to live on your own land and feel like you can't go outside without a gun," Wall said. Rose Luna, CEO of the Texas Association Against Sexual Assault, delivered an eye-opening address about the prevalence of sexual violence against migrants. "According to our statistics, 2 in 5 Texas women and 1 in 5 men will experience sexual assault in their lifetimes," Luna said. "For migrants, the violence they're fleeing is often the violence they encounter on their journey." She praised the state for acknowledging this silent crisis, emphasizing that no one deserves to be raped or stripped of their dignity, regardless of circumstance. Luna's remarks highlighted the importance of raising awareness about the risks migrants face and the need for solutions to protect vulnerable populations. The governor outlined the steps Texas is taking to reinforce its border security infrastructure, including razor wire barriers, floating buoys, and container walls. Abbott noted that these physical deterrents have already led to thousands of arrests. "Every tool and strategy we find to stop illegal immigration is effective," Abbott said. He pledged continued collaboration with federal authorities, particularly under the incoming Trump administration, which he said would prioritize deportations and the expansion of border barriers. Abbott also pointed to existing laws requiring the denial of illegal entry, detention of illegal migrants, and construction of border barriers, laws that he claimed were not enforced under the Biden administration. The press conference prompted questions about the implications of Texas bearing the brunt of border enforcement. Abbott defended the state's actions, emphasizing that the issue is a national one. "Texas will play a central role, but this is an issue for all the United States," Abbott said. "It's one of the reasons Donald Trump was elected, and his administration will work with states across the country to address this crisis." Governor Abbott justified the campaign's $100,000 cost by saying, "We are pushing back against the false narratives perpetuated by cartels, traffickers, and some NGOs. This campaign is about saving lives and preventing senseless tragedies." Governor Abbott's initiative stresses the complexities of border security and immigration policy. The campaign aims to address the human and logistical challenges of illegal immigration by combining public awareness, humanitarian advocacy, and aggressive enforcement. As Texas progresses with its deterrence strategies, the national debate over immigration reform remains unresolved, leaving critical questions about the balance between security and compassion at the forefront.